You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura with you, and we are just giving in our final thoughts. Matt, I wanted to ask, is there a lineup change that you would make over these final six games? Because I kind of talked about some things that I would like to see in more of a general notion. I am surprised that so many people are so willing to just be done with Dante Whitner and go ahead and have Ibrahim Campbell in there. But I was wondering if there's anything that you thought needed to happen in terms of lineup decisions going forward.
I don't necessarily know if there's, you know, distinct lineup decisions. I do think based on what I've seen from Ibrahim Campbell, I want to see more of him. And not so much to the fact that I don't want to see Dante Whitner, but I know, of course, they play the same positions. Someone else that I'd want to see that's been intriguing all year long is E.J. Bibbs. You know, he's a guy that at this point right now, you want to know what you have in him. And I just want to see as they build this roster, if we get heavy at one position and you need to cut back a little bit, can we see Bibbs at some point? Because what we've seen thus far is Barnage be the receiving tight end in this offense, and Jim Dre, play a handful of snaps in the passing game as a blocker and in the running game. And the matter of fact is, we haven't been so dominant in the run game that, you know, the edge has been all that secure. So can Bibbs stick his nose in there and be, you know, just hungry to be up 1 week after a week and earn the opportunity to continue stay on the active roster? I wouldn't mind seeing him either.
I agree. Would not mind seeing a little bit of my man Bibtacular out there, seeing if he can do some things in this passing game. He's a guy that I'd like to see get all of Jim Dre's reps. Why not at this point?
That's what I mean. Let him stick his nose in there and just be, and I don't want to say, you know, just full of, you know, piss and vinegar and just go get after somebody because he's so hungry to be in uniform and actually not up because he's been up before, but an active part of the game plan. That is Dre that much better, you know, or is Bibbs really going to be that big of a liability that you can't even get him on the field?
Right, and you're right. He's a guy that I certainly would like to see. I want to see Cam Irving play every rep that he can play rest of the way on the offensive line. And if, you know, you get to a point at maybe week 17 or something, if it's, I don't know, Adam Kaplan made it sound like it was a 100%er that Alex Mack isn't going to be here next year. I don't know if you give Cam Irving a game at center to see if he can do it or not. You know, I have no idea if that is sealing your fate in regards to that. But I do think he needs a significantly more work, and he's a guy that I want to see. You know, Justin Gilbert, to me, I've got to see him. And maybe I'm just way off, and maybe the coach is the reason he's not playing is because he just has absolutely no business being on the field, and that's possible, I suppose. That would be pretty scary, by the way, but I suppose that is possible. If it is the case, then I guess that says all you need to know right there, right? So I would like to at least see it with my own eyes.
I agree with that as well. It's hard, and I think Mike Pettine has wrapped his head around the notion that he must start Johnny Manziel. And I think as he's consistently said, it's not time for a wholesale change. So I think over the course of time, you know, if they are in fact losses moving forward, it makes it that much easier to play these young guys, whether it's one game or multiple games for these young guys. It's experience that you can't replace or really take advantage of like you do in a game setting on the practice field.
I agree. And you know, one other name I'm looking at the roster, one other name I'd like to see, if Andrew Hawkins, let's say, does have to be shut down, Darius Jennings. Why? He's young, could kind of come in that slot receiver role. We saw him in the preseason.
Wait,
make some big
the
plays. The rookie out of Virginia.
About him. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I knew he was there all along. He just has never been in, you know, we haven't referenced his name since what?
Since the preseason.
Browns at Bears.
Yeah. That's right. Browns at Bears. Indeed, Matt, always a pleasure. Everybody, thanks for calling in. Thanks for the input, the insight. We'll have more of the coach press conferences for you tomorrow. The kid will be with us, of course, as we wrap up the week here. No Browns game on Sunday. It is the bye week. Tonight, come out and see us at Third String out in Lakewood, and we have the remote out there. John Hughes will be in attendance for the Mike Pettine Coaches Show. All right. For Dave DiNatale, we want to thank Adam Kaplan. Also, for Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.